Today's daf is Erechin daf Chavtes, and we are at the Mishnah, about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Chavtes on the base. Today's daf is being learned as the Zchus Refuah Shleima of Shlomo ben Tzara Aliza. So yesterday we went Me'inyin le'inyin ba'oisa inyin and began discussing the halachos of Cherem, and we saw that there's two subcategories within the world of Cherem. Meaning they're very different. There's Cherme Hektish and there's Cherme Koyanim. Cherme Hektish is just another type of Hektish. So if somebody wants to be Maktish something, he could simply say, I want this to be Hektish. Kachim is Beach, Kachim Berekabayas. A person has an ability to take upon himself his Erech, in which case he'd have a Erechin type obligation, but the proceeds of it are going to go to Hektish. Cherem is a synonym of Hektish in the sense that if somebody says, I want this to be Cherem, specifically the Hektish type of Cherem, he now has an obligation to take that thing and give it over to Hektish. What's the unique status of Cherem from a Hektish perspective? So we'll see a little bit about that in the daf. The other type of Cherem is Cherme Koyanim, where a person wants to give something to the Kayanim. The Kayanim are the ones that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They have no chelik in Eretz Yisrael, and they were supported by Klal Yisrael. Now, there were certain taxes, so to speak, that every single Yid had an obligation to give the Kayanim. But what if somebody, out of the goodness of his heart, decided that he wants to give more than what he's obligated to give? So the halacha is that that's, of course, something he had a right to do, and a specific type of gift that people would often give the Kayanim was called Cherme Kayanim. It has a special place in halacha. In fact, it's one of the Chof Dalar Matnes Kehuna. The Pasuk in Parshas Korach, when it talks about the Matnes Kehuna, says, Kol Cherem bi Yisrael l'cha yiyah. So this is a Pasuk in the Torah that mentions Cherem l'cha yiyah, referring to the Kayanim. So you see clearly that there's an idea of Cherem that goes to the Kayanim. So when you say Cherem, the follow-up question always has to be, please be more specific. Do you mean the Cherem of Hektish, or do you mean the Cherem of Kayanim? As we're going to see, hopefully, if we have time, in the rate of the daf, that there's really other types of Cherem as well. There's a Cherem where somebody can be, quote-unquote, put into Cherem. He's excommunicated, which the Gemara sometimes refers to as Shamta, and there's different words to use to refer to as Cherem. So either way, in Cherem, in the context of Kachem, means either Cherme Hektish or Cherme Kayanim. The halachos of those Charamim are mentioned right here in the 8th parak of Masechta Zeruchin. So on that note, talk to Mishnah, Cherme Kayanim, Ein Lam Pidyoin. If somebody makes something Cherem, but specifically he wants it to be the Cherem that's going to go to the Kayanim, so the halachos is that he can't be paided, Elonoisim the Kayanim, he has to give it to the Kayanim, Kitruma, just like Truma. Meaning, if somebody has Truma, he has to give it to the Kayanim. He can't be poided. So too, if you have Cherme Kayanim, you can't be poided either. That's in contrast, of course, to Cherme Hektish, which like all Hektish, you can be poida. So Hektish, you could be poida. What about Cherem? So Cherme Hektish, you could be poida. Cherme Kayanim, you can't be poida. What happens if somebody says, I want this to be Cherem, but he didn't specify, should it be Cherme Hektish, meaning the Cherem that goes Lebede Kabayis, or should it be Cherme Kayanim? Says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro, Stam Charomim is Lebede Kabayis. And he learns it from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Kol Cherem Kodesh Kadashim Ulashem, and we learn from here that Stam Cherem is of the Kodesh Kadashim version, meaning it's supposed to be Hektish. V'chachomim oirim, the Chachomim stay Stam Charomim Lekayanim. No, Stam Cherem doesn't go Lebede Kabayis, but rather Stam Charomim goes to the Kayanim. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Kistei HaCherem LaKoyen Tia Achuzasai. That Pasuk, which was darshan in yesterday's daf, is in the context of Maktish Te'achuza, but for now, we don't need the cheshbonus of yesterday's daf. All we need is one line. Kistei ha-cherem la-koyim. Stam cherem is la-koyim. Imkein, lovanem ha-kol cherem kodesh kodashim u-lashem. So the Chachamim said that if stam cherem is la-koyim, not lebedek habayis, so what does kol cherem kodesh kodashim u-lashem mean? Meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro, kol cherem kodesh kodashim u-lashem, which is one of the psukim in the end of Parashas Bechukosai, is coming to teach me that stam cherem is kodesh kodashim. Stam cherem goes about the kabayis. But according to the Chachamim, that stam cherem is to the koyanim, what does that pasuk teach me? Shechal al kodesh kodashim val kodesh kalam. It's coming to teach me halacha, and that is that if somebody has kodesh kodashim, or if somebody has kodesh kalam, so, for example, somebody was mafresh a carbon, he has an oila, a chattas, or an asham, which is kachim kadashim, or he has a shlomim, which is kachim kalim, and now He goes to that animal and he says, I want this animal to be cherim. So you would have thought it's hektish already. So if it's hektish, how could cherim be chal on something that's already hektish? That's the chiddush of this pasuk, kol cherim kodesh kadoshim ul Hashem, to teach me that cherim is chal even on kodesh kadoshim. And certainly it's going to be kal on kachim kalim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro, kol cherim kodesh kadoshim ul Hashem teaches me that stam cherim is kodesh kadoshim, meaning it's of the hektish variety. It's not of the kohen variety. According to the Chachamim, no, stam hektish is the kohen. So what does kol cherim kodesh kadoshim ul Hashem mean? It's coming to teach me that cherim can be chal even on kodesh kadoshim, which means certainly can be chal on kodesh kachim kalim. The question is, how does that work? Once this is already an oilo, so how could I be machram it? Meaning, I'm going to flip it from being an oilo, which is kachem is beach, to kachem bet gabayas? No way. So what does this mean? So the Mishnah explains, machram adam is kachem, bin kachem kadashim, bin kachem kalim. A person can be machram is kachem, whether it's kachem kadashim, it's kachem kalim. How so? Im nadar, if the oilo that a person has, he was mafrish as a result of a neder that he made. This is a little tricky. Of a neder that he made to bring an oilo. So somebody said, Harei olai oilo. I take upon myself the obligation to bring an oilo. So what's the halacha? Yes, bring a carbon oil. What if he's mafrish a carbon oilo? This is important. And then something happens to the oilo. It gets lost, it was stolen. So you have to be mafrish another carbon oilo. If somebody says, Harei olai, he's chayev bachrayas. That's in contrast to somebody that says, Harei zu. He goes over to an animal. He says, I want this animal to be an oilo. The halach is if something would happen to this oilo, he wouldn't have an obligation to replace it. So if somebody had an oilo and he was mafrish the oilo, not because he had a chiyuv to, but rather because of a neder that he had made, im neder. He had made a neder that he was going to bring a carbon oil. Now he was mafrish the oilo. Then he goes over to that oilo and he says, I want it to be cherim. So the halach is noising the meyim. He takes the value of the carbon oil, whatever that animal's worth, and that's what he has to give now to cherim. That's what he has to give to hektish. What's the svara? The svara is that when a person is machrim, something that's already hektish, he doesn't mean to be machrim this cheftza, because it's hektish already. He means to be machrim the value of it. The question is, what value does it have? What value does it have to me? Right now it's not mine because it's already hektish. Now if I made a neder that I'm going to bring this or that I'm going to bring an oila and this is an oila, so that if something happens to it I would have to replace it dollar for dollar, so then it's worth whatever it's worth to me, because even though technically it belongs to hektish, but I have an obligation to replace it if something happens to it. So if it's a $100 animal, it has $100 of value to it. What do you mean? It's not yours. How could it have $100 of value to it? Yeah, but if something happens to it, I'm going to have to replace it. And it costs $100 to replace. So there's $100 of value in it. As a result, I'll have a chiv now to cut a check to hektish for $100. Not to give this oil. This oil is hektish already. That doesn't make sense. What it means is that I would have an obligation to give the value of it. Why? Because that's how much it's worth to me to hektish. What happens, however, if I didn't say harei olai oilo? I said harei zu oilo. So that this animal's an oilo right now. But if something would happen to this animal, I would not have an obligation to replace it. Which means that this animal is not worth to me the $100 that the animal's really worth. Why? Because it's not mine. So it's technically not my $100 animal. And if something happens to it, I don't have an obligation to replace it. So what's it worth to me? What would happen if something happens to this animal right now? I'd feel bad. I wanted to give a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I wanted to bring a carbon. That's why I was mafresh in the first place. So there's some value in it to me. The value is how much a person is willing to spend to be able to bring a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how much money I have to give right now to Cherim, because I was machrim its value, and that's what its value is. V'im nedava noisen es toivasa. Toivasa miloshen toivas hana. The hana that I get from being able to give this gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mishnah explains it even further. Shar ze oila. So if this shar is an oila, that's what the person said. Oimdem kama adam roitza litim v'shar ze la'lois oila. We assess how much a person's willing to pay to be able to bring a carbon oila. Afal pishein rashoi. Rashoi here means says Rashi, even though this is not something I have an obligation to do, all it is an oila, that's how much the value is going to be. Similarly, hamicher, a bechar, bein tam, bein balmum. What if somebody has a bechar? So he has an animal that's a bechar. Whether the bechar is a tam or the bechar is a mum, machrim enoisa, you could be machrimit. The Ketzad Poy Denoisoi. How do you assess its value? Oim Dem Kama Adam Roitzel Litim B'Bchar Zeh Litnei Leven Bitoi Oy Leven Achoyis. Again, there too, when you're machrim this B'char, it's, of course, the B'char is hektish. But what you're doing is you're being machrim the value of the B'char. What do you mean the value of the B'char? I have to give it to a Kayin anyways. Whether it's a Tam, whether it's a Baal Mom, I have to give it to a Kayin. The Teretz is, I have Tevis Anah on this B'char. What's a Tevis Anah? I had a right to pick and choose which Kayin I'm going to give it to. It's like most Matnes Kahuna, I can decide who it should go to. So then yesterday's stuff, right? Most Matnes Kahuna didn't go to the Anshe Mishmar. Most Matnes Kahuna went to the Kayin of my choice. So as a result, I could have a grandchild that's a Kayin, and I may want to give it to him. So the value, the Geschmack, the amount that I would pay to be able to give the Bechar to my grandchild, that's what the value is, and that's what I meant to be Machrim. Either way, so we had a Machloik is in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and the Chachamim. Stam Charomim Lepede Kabayis, that's Shita's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, with Stam Charomim Lekoyanim, that's the Shita of the Chachamim, and of course, Cherme Bedekabayas, Cherme Hektish, and Cherme Kayanim, although they're similar to a degree, they're both Cherim, they seem to fall under one umbrella, but they're different. The one difference that the Mishnah mentioned was Cherme Kayanim in Lohem Pidyoin, Cherme Hektish Yesh Lohem Pidyoin. Either way, Zok de Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, Cherme Kayanim in Lohem Pidyoin, the Noisnon La Kayanim. Another Alocha, Charomim calls Man Chehim the base Bailim, I reign Kehektish Cholderim. Charomim, as long as they're in the house of the Bailim, they're Kehektish Cholderim. And this is Cherme Kayanim. Cherme Hektish, of course, is Kehektish Cholderim. The Kiddush is that even though this Cherim is the one that's going to the Kayin, and once the Kayin gets it, as we're going to see in a moment, it's not going to be Hektish anymore, because if it was Hektish, the Kayin wouldn't be able to have Hanah from it either. Just because you're a Kayin doesn't mean that you're allowed to benefit from Hektish. Kayhanim have the halachas of Mi'ila just like Yisraelim do. Now, Kayhanim are much closer to the Kachim than we are. They eat certain Kachim, Kachim Kadashim, only a Kayin's allowed to eat. Zar is not allowed to eat, but in terms of having Hanah, Shaloi B'Makar Mitzvah from Kachim, a Kayin can't do it just like a Yisrael can. So Cherme Kayanim, once it gets to the Rishus of the Kayanim, of course is going to be Chulin. Stating that, there's a Chiddush, that as long as it's in the base Bailim, it's Hektash L'chol Devrem, Shenem Kol Cherme Yisrael, Kedush Kedash Mol Hashem. It's on the Kayanim, it's only once I give it to the Kayanim, Harein L'chol Devrem, Kechulin, Shenem Ar, Kol Cherem, Yisrael, L'chol Yis. This is a very important braisa. Again, that states that even Cherme Kayanim, which of course, once it gets into the possession of the Kayanim, is going to be Kechulin L'chol Devrem, it's only once it gets into the possession of the Kayanim. But as long as it's in the base Bailim, another thing that we learn from Kol Cherem B'Yisrael, Kodesh Kedashim L'Hashem, that even Cherme Kayanim, as long as it's in the Rishus of the Yisrael, it's going to be treated as Kodesh Kedashim. Read the Mamaseir, Oim, Stam Charomim, Lebeda Kabais. Again, we had a Machlokes in the Mishnah. Read the Mamaseir said, Stam Charomim, Lebeda Kabais. The Chachamim said, Stam Charomim is the Kayanim. And interestingly, rather than each one of the Tanoim establish their positions based on Svara or based on Umdana, it's based on Sokim, right? You would think, Stam Charom Lebedek Abayis or Kherim. I don't know, take a survey, ask people. When you say Kherim, do you mean Bedek Abayis or do you mean? That's not the way it works. The way it works is there's a halacha psuka, there's this objective halacha, and it sounds like regardless of what you said or what you meant, Stam Charomim, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, is Bedek Abayis, and Stam Charomim, according to the Chachamim, is going to go to the Kherim. What were the Psukim? So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said Stam Charomim, Bedek Abayis, because it says Kol Kherim, Kodesh Kedashim L'Hashem, which is, means Pasht, meaning even though we said that Cherme Kayanim is also Kodesh Kedashim, as long as it's in the base Bailam. But of course, the Pasik, the Iker, is coming to teach me, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that Stam Kherim is of the Kodesh Kedashim variety. The Chachamim say Stam Charomim, Kayanim, Kestei HaKherim, Lakoyen, meaning it's supposed to go to the Koyen. And then the Gemara says, so according to the Chachamim that learn Kistei HaCherim Lakoyen, what do they do with Rabbi Yudim HaMeseir's Pasuk of Kol Cherim Kodesh Kedashim L'Hashem? So that was the second part of the Mishnah. It's coming to teach me that Cherim could be Chal even on something that's Kachim Kedashim and certainly on something that's Kachim Kalim. What the Mishnah did not address is what does Rabbi Yudim HaMeseir do with the Chachamim's Pasuk? What does Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira do with the Pasuk that says, Kistei HaCherim LaKoyen Tiyach Huzasi? That's the Gemara's question. Bishlami Rabbanon, Kidigum Mefarshi Tamayu, Vetami Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. The Rabbanon had their Makar, and they addressed Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira's Makar. Elo Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Hay Kistei HaCherim HaYavadlei. What does Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira do with the Chachamim's Makar? The Chachamim learned from the Pasuk, Kistei HaCherim LaKoyen Tiyach Huzasi, Stam Charomim is the Kayin. What does Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira do with that Pasuk? The Gemara says, Mibaylo Kedatang, it's coming. That pasuk is coming to teach me aloch. How do you know that a koyin that was makdish is stei hacher? Shaloyoymar, he shouldn't say, being that aloch is that this field, once Yoivel comes, is going to go to the koyanim. And I have it, and I'm a koyin. So teishali, why should it go to the koyanim? So let's just pause for 1 second. What does this mean? What this means is we're talking about a field that was cherme koyanim. So Reuven had a field, and he decided that he wants to be machrim it. He wants to make cherim. Which type of cherim? Not the one that goes to hektish, the one that goes to the koyanim. Okay. So now a koyin got it. So now a koyin is, he has the field. He got it through cherim. The Torah, when it mentions the cherim of the koyin, says kol kistei hacherim. This is the pasuk like koyin tiachuzase. That the koyin's field that he got as a result of the cherim is treated like a stei achuza. Now, what's the loch of a stei achuza? If someone's makdish a stei achuza and yovel comes, that loch is if the makdish himself was poided, so he keeps it. But if the makdish wasn't poided, or if somebody else was poided other than the makdish's son, last week's staff, so the loch is it's going to go to the koyanim. This stei hacherim, the Torah called the stei achuza, which means that from the koyan's perspective, we look at it as if it's his stei achuza. So if he's makdish it, so the koyan was makdish his stei hacherim, right? So there's a few things happening. Reuven had a field, he made it cherme koyanim. Now the koyan that got it, took it, it went to the koyan she ba'osei ha-mishma, that was yesterday's daf. The koyan that got it, took it, and he was makdish it. Now Yovel came. The halach is kistei hacherim, and the Torah says, it's treated like a makdish steyachuzah. So from the koyin's perspective, he was makdish steyachuzah, the halach is it's going to go to the koyin. So this koyin could say that being that the halach is that it's supposed to go to the koyanim, so maybe it should go to me because I am a koyin. I was the one that was makdish it. It's anyways going to go to the koyanim, so let it come back to me. Now, incidentally, one thing is, right, if you're holding cheshbon of the previous daffin, the only way this would be negeya, where a koyin was makdish a stei achuza, is in this case, where he had cherme koyanim and he was makdish the cherme koyanim. Because ordinarily, when a koyin is makdish his real stei achuza, you don't have the halacha of stei achuza. The koyin and the levi is different. So even though there were batei halavim and there was a concept of a stei achuza even for the koyin and the levi, but the Gemara had discussed earlier that that doesn't have the halachas of stei achuza. So the only time it's negeya for koyin to have the halacha of stei achuza is a stei acher. Right. So either way, so the brayse. I mean, now the koyin should just stay cherem. Shlo yoyim ha'ol v'yotzel the koyin nevarei tachas yodi teish shali v'dinu. B'shal acherem ani zoich b'shal asmi l'kolshki madach. I could be zoich in somebody else's field. Certainly, I should be zoich to my own tamal boy. Make a stay acherem l'koyin teyach uzase. V'chim alo manu b'stay acherem meyato. So what do you learn from stay acherem? So that pasuk is in the parsha of stay achuza, and it says k'stay acherem. So it sounds like we're learning something from stay acherem to stay achuza, but really we're not. So it's just the opposite. Even though the way the words of the pasuk are written, it sounds like stei achuzah is learning. The Rebbe is stei hacherim, and the Talmud is stei achuzah. It's really just the opposite. The Rebbe is stei achuzah, and the Talmud is stei hacherim. Just like a stei achuzah, ordinarily the halacha is that it's chalekus amongst all the koyanim. Af stei chermoy. So too a sada of cherim, which was cherme koyanim, where the koyin was makdishit, aloch is yoytze mitachas yodoy, umischalekes lo'ochiv ha-koyanim. Either way, that's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra uses that pasuk for. Says the Gemara v'idach. How did the Chachamim know that? The Chachamim used the pasuk of kistei acherim la'koyin tiyach uzasoy to teach me stam charamim la'koyin. How did they learn Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra's aloch? They learn it from that pasuk as well. How could you learn two things from one pasuk? Because when the pasuk mentions cherim, it doesn't say kistei cherim. It says kistei hacherim. Ve'idach me'cherim hacher. Ve'idach. Okay, what does Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra do with the hay? Cherim hacherim loy mashmalei. Says the Gemara. One final question. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. The chal and kachik adashim and kachim kalim inoli. Has Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra know that hektish is chal and kachik adashim and kachim kalim? The Chachamim learned it from Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra's pasuk called cherim kodesh kadashim l'Hashem. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra used that pasuk to teach me stam cherim is the better gabbai. So how does he know the Chachamim's halacha? Some of the Rabbi Shmuel. He looks like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel will be mentioned in the Mishnah at the bottom of the Yomin. He's going to learn that halacha in a mefurish Mishnah from somewhere else. Right? Amar Rav. Rav said halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. Rav said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. like the Yochid, not like the Rabbi in the Mishnah, that Stam Charamim is Lebedek HaBatz. Why would Rav go like the Yochid and not like the Rabbi? Yochid V'Rabim, Halacha K'Rabim, says the Gemara, Braise Ipcho Tanya, because Rav had a Braise, where in the Braise, the Chachamim were the ones that said Stam Charamim Lebedek HaBatz. Rabbi the Bemeseira had said Stam Charamim is a Koyanim. So, as it relates to the Mishnah, Rav was paskining like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, but he had a Braisa, and in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Shita was really the Chachamim, so really he's going like the Rabbi. But the Gemara says, Shavik Masnisim Va'ovit Kebraisa. At the end of the day, then, it comes out, it's a machloikis between the Mishnah and the Braisa, what the Chachamim Shita is, what Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Shita is. And if Rav is paskining Stam Charam Lebedek Habayis, like the majority, it means he's going like the Braisa over the Mishnah. Why would he go like a Braisa over a Mishnah? What's the big deal? Why can't you go like a Braisa over a Mishnah? The both Tanam. It's because we know the Mishnayos were edited much better than the Braisas were. And as a result, from an authenticity standpoint, a Mishnah is on a much higher level than a Braisa. Right? That's Mavur in many places. So the Gemara's question is included right here. So why would you go like a Braisa over a Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Rav Masnisanami Yipchatani. Rav had a different girsa in the Mishnah as well. Rav felt that because in the Braisa, the Chacham are the ones that hold Stam, Charam, but the Gabayas, so it must be we have to flip the girsa in the Mishnah. But the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Hagufa, Maichas is Tafkas Masnisa, Mikami Braisa, Napich Braisa, Mikami Masnisa. Like, why are you changing the girsa in the Mishnah? Oh, because the Braisa says it the other way around. But if the Mishnah is more authentic than the Braises, then you should change the Gers and the Braise because of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Rav Gemari, this Rav had already a Messiah. It wasn't based on the Mishnah, it wasn't based on the Braise. Rav had a Messiah that the Chachamim Shita is Stam Charamim Lebedek HaBayis, and it's Rav Yudim and Messiah that Das Yochid who holds that Stam Charamim is look, afraid the Gemara, Yochid is the obvious question. Rav Yudim and Messiah, Rabbanim, by the way. So at the end of the day, Rav's not paskin like Rav Yudim and Messiah, Rav's paskin like the Rabbanim, right? In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, Stam Charamim Lebedek HaBayis. The Chachamim says, Stam Charamim is Lekoyim. Rav Shita is Stam Charamim Lebedek HaBayis, but not because Halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, because he has a Messiah and it's also a Braisa that the Chachamim are the ones that hold Stam Charamim Lebedek HaBayis. So why did Rav say Halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? So the Gemara says the obvious answer, Hachi Kamala, my daf chisu, vetonisu, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Lefi the Girsa of the Mishnah, that Lachi is like what Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in the Mishnah, but not because I hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. I hold like the Chachamim. I would never go like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira over the Chachamim, because Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is the Yochid, and Yochid v'Rabim, Halacha k'Rabim. Zok to Gemara. Amaisa, Hu gavra da'achrim midu l'nichsi b'pumpadisa. So Maisa shahoya kachoya, there was a yid in Pumpadisa, and he was machrim his nechas. Also the comedy of Rabbi Yehuda, so he came in front of Rabbi Yehuda, Amalei, so he told him, Shkoyl arba zuzi. The Achal Elias. What you should do is, I mean, you want to give away all your nechassim, that's not such a smart idea. So, yesterday's after. He said, listen, here's the idea. The idea is take four zuzim and transfer the kedusha from the nechassim that you were machrim onto the money. Now, the money is going to be hektish. Take the money, v'shadidu v'nahar, throw it into the nahar, because it's not something you're allowed to have anah from. V'lishtiru lach. Am I doing that? You'll now be allowed to have anah from your nechasim, says the Gemara. Al Nukasava. What do you see from here? That Rav Yehuda held like his Rebbe Rav. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav, and he was a Talmud of Shmuel throughout Shas. So Rav Yehuda held like Rav, who holds that Stam Charamim is Kebedek HaBayis, and as a result, you can be paided. Because if he held that Stam Charamim is Cher Mekoyanim, then Pidyon wouldn't be an option. Like the Mishnah says, Cher Mekoyanim ain't Lahim Pidyon. But additionally, the Gemara says, Keman Keshmul. He also held like Shmuel. Dama Hektish Shava Mono, Shechilulei Al Shava Pruta Mecholol. That if you have Hektish, which is worth a Mono, and you were paided, not Dala for Dala, but with a Shava Pruta, that alone is going to be enough. In other words, Rav Yehuda's psak was based on something that he was mekabel from his Rebbe Rav, and something that he was mekabel from his Rebbe Shmuel. It's an Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, and it's an Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. It's based on what he was mekabel from his Rebbe Rav, that Stam Charam HaBadak Bais, as a result, you can be paid. It's also based on what he was mekabel from his Rebbe Shmuel, that pidyon doesn't have to be dollar for dollar. You can be paid if you want to shove a dollar buyout. So that's what he did. He bought it out for a dollar. No, but he didn't buy it out for a dollar. He bought it for four zuzim. The Gemara is going to ask the cash in a moment. But first, the Gemara says, "Eimid amas Shmuel shechilu loy dekatchilu miyamin." Even Shmuel's halacha that you don't have to be paid a dollar for a dollar. This is a bidyevet. How could a rav paskin lekatchilu that this is what you're supposed to do? So the Gemara says, "No, because Rabbi Yehuda held hani milu bezmatch beis hamikdash kain." It could say that Rav Yehuda held that this that Shmuel said only be the Yevid, you need to be paid the dollar for that. That's Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Kayim. Why? Because if you're going to be paid the less for dollar, then the Hektish is going to end up losing out. But now there's no Hektish anyways. Now this is going to Sari Shalyam, right? This is going to end up in the Nahar anyways. So being that it's going to end up in the Nahar, so Hektish is not losing out. So even the Katkhila, meaning it's okay Be'etzem to be paid the Shava Pruta on behalf of a very large Hektish. Nervous, you don't want to be mafsid hektish. You're not being mafsid hektish anyways. You're taking the money and you're throwing it into the nars. As a result, he said you could do it likat chila. But the Gemara says, Yach, I feel a pruta nami. Okay. Why did he need four zuzim? Why wouldn't a pruta be enough? So the Gemara says, presuming milsa. So he felt that if it would be one pruta, people would not know about it. Somebody takes four zuzim, he throws it into the nar, so it already makes waves, pun intended, right? So people talk about it, and as a result, it's going to make a little bit of a tumult. So it's and that's what he was trying to accomplish. Zok de gemara, amaru ula se, avoy hasa. Had I been there, ava yahiv no kudu l'kayanim, I would not have allowed this to go down. I would not have said, yeah, be koided. I would have given it all to the kayanim. Why? Alma kasavar ula, stam charamim l'kayanim. You see that he holds that Sam Chorom is the Kohenim, and as a result, it goes to the Kohenim, and also as a result, you can't be paid. Faith Gemara may say, I'll ask you a kasha, Ein Evid Ivri Noyeg, Ela Bezman Shayoyvel Noyeg. This is a long braisa, we're going to need one line of it. There's no Evid Ivri, only in the times that there's Yoyvel. Shenema Achnasa Yoyvel Yavid Yimach. Now, Poshet, this idea that the Evid Ivri has to serve his master up until Yoyvel is just one detail in the laws of Evid Ivri. But every detail matters, and being that when there's no Yoivel, you don't have the halacha of up to Yoivel, right? Sheshon Yavri that you could have today. But it's the Yoivel part of the halachas of Eved Ivri that can't have Bizman Shein Yoivel Noyeg. And the Braisa says that if you don't have the halacha of Yoivel, you don't have the halacha of Eved Ivri. Another halacha, the Ein Stei Achuza Noyeg, that's the right Gersa, Elo Bizman Shein Yoivel Noyeg. You don't have the halachas of Stei Achuza unless Yoivel's Noyeg. Shneva V'yotze B'Yoivel V'shav L'Achuz Osa. Ein Bati Yorichoymen Noyeg, Elo Bizman Shein Yoivel Noyeg. Shneva L'Yitze B'Yiv. Shem B'Yichoyim is what we need. Ein Stei Charom Noyeg, Elo Bizman Shein Yoivel Noyeg. Shneva V'hoya Hasoda B'tzeise B'Yoivel Kodesh L'Hashem. Stay a cherem. Shem and Allah Zoyim are in Ger Toysheva Elo Bizman Shein Yoivel Noyeg. Halachas of Ger Toysheva only Noyeg when there's Yoivel. Omer Rabibi, my time. Had Shem and Allah Zoyim know that there's only Ger Toysheva when there's Yoivel? Ask your Toyv Toyv. Siv Hachik Toyv Lo Yimach. Viksiv Hasam the Toyv Lo Yoy Seinen. But what's the bottom line? You see from here that you don't have stay acherim unless there's yoivel. This story took place in Pumpadisa. Pumpadisa, there was no yoivel, and this is Damayron, Rav Yehuda, based on what he had heard from Rav and Shmuel, Ula. There was no yoivel at that time, so why are we even talking about stay acherim? L'chayra, there was no yoivel at that time. So Gemara like Kasha, Habe Mekarki, Habe Metalfu. You have to be medayik l'shoyna yazov shal abraisa. What Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said? Not Stam Rav Shimon. This is Rav Shimon Yochai. Ein stay charamim noyeg. Ela bizman shayevel noyeg, but ain't steicha ramim noyeg. So you're right. Sode you don't have. The mice over there wasn't sode. The mice over there was metalvel. Fake the Gemara. It's not true. For mice the pumpadisa the mekarki nami have. So the Gemara says it's not true. What was the lashon? The person gave away all his nechassim. All his nechassim sounds like even his karka. We're assuming he had karka and he gave it all away. So the Gemara says mekarki the chutz laretz can metalvel the eretz yisrael dami. Karka and chutz laretz. This doesn't mean from a business standpoint and from a value standpoint. But what it means is that the whole idea of the sodois of charamim not being noyeg, bizmancha, that's all in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, with the fields, bizmancha yevel noyeg is unique. It has a special status because all the different halachas. So as a result, there's halachas. There's no yevel, there's not going to be charam either. But karka in chutz laretz, which is anyways not subject to those halachas, so from a yovel perspective, it's like metal. As a result, it's not going to be noyeg. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Rabbi Shmuel Loimer. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Kosav echad omer one pasuk says tak." Kosav echad omer, and another pasuk says lo yaktish. So what's the context? The context of the halachas of bechor. So these are the two pesukim. It says kol abechor asher yivolu bekorcha b'tzayin chazocher taktish l'hashem alekecha. This is the pasuk of bechor. Kol abechor asher yivolu bekorcha b'tzayin chazocher taktish l'hashem alekecha. That's the one pasuk. What's the other pasuk? Ach b'chor asher yevukar l'Hashem b'vehemo lo yaktish ish oisoi imshar imse l'Hashem hu. So you have a pasuk that says kol abechor taktish, and then you have a pasuk that says ach b'chor asher yevukar l'Hashem b'vehemo lo yaktish ish oisoi. And Rabbi Shmuel said it's a stira. Because of Echadoimer Taktish. Because of Echadoimer Lo Yaktish. EF Shalimer Taktish. Sharik Vainamer Lo Yaktish. EF Shalimer Lo Yaktish. Sharik Vainamer Taktish. Okay, so how do you reconcile this seemingly blatant contradiction between two psukim? One is in the Varim Perik Tezvav, the other is in Vayukra Perik Chavzayim, but they're both talking about a Bechar. One says Taktish, one says Lo Yaktish. Says the Gemara, Haketzad Maktisha Ato Hektish Ilui, Viato Maktisha Hektish Mizbech. The way Rabbi Shmuel says he reconciled the pasuk is, we're talking about someone that has a bechar. And the question is, once the animal's already a bechar, can I be makdish it or can I not be makdish? Can I go over to a bechar and say, I want it to be an oila? I want it to be cherim, the sugi that we're learning? That's the question. One pasuk says yeah, one pasuk says no. No, in the sense that I can't give the kedushas mizbeach. I can't transfer it from being a bechar to an oil. That I can't do. It's already a bechar. I can't change its kedusha. But at the same time, I could obligate myself to give the value of the bechar to Hekdesh. How does that work? That was the first mishnah that we learned this morning. There's a certain toivas hanah that I have the Yisrael in my bechar. Even though my obligation is to give it to a kohen, but I could pick and choose which kohen I want to give it to. And that ability that I have is worth something. It's called toivas hanah. Toivas hanah moment, in a moment, but for sure it has value. I mean that it has value. That's now the amount of money that I'm going to be obligated to give Hektish, regardless. The pasuk that says I can't be Makdish the Bechar, that means I can't take the Chetz of the Bechar and now make it a carbon that I'm going to put on the Mizbech. It's a Bechar already. I can't make it something else. But the pasuk that says Taktish means I can obligate myself to give the value of that Bechar to Hektish. Says the Gemara, the Rabbanon who learnt this halacha from a different pasuk. What was the pasuk? Kol Cheirim. They teach me that Cherem is Chal, even on Kachim Kedoshim and Kachim Kal. So what do they do with this Stira Taktish and Al Taktish? So they learn the Pashup Shot. Al Taktish, that's coming to teach me a lot. Meaning, if you have a Bechar, you can't go ahead and now be Makdish it for something else. It's actually a Lav. And what does Taktish teach me? How do you know that if you have a Bechar, there's a mitzvah to be Makdish? It's an Emma Zachar Taktish. I mean, even though Bechar is Kaddish Mirechen, the Kedusha happens on its own, but at the same time, there is a mitzvah for the Yid to go over to his Bechar and for him to be Makdish. Rabbi Shmuel, Eloi Makdish Le, Loi Kaddish. How could that be? You're telling me the Pasuk Taktish is a mitzvah? There's a mitzvah to be Makdish, my Bechar, as if to say, if I wasn't Makdish, it wouldn't be Hektish? Of course it would be. Kedusha Le Mirechen Hava, Vekivan Dechile Makdish Le Kaddish, Le Tzarech La Kedusha. There's no reason for me to be Makdish. So it can't be Taktish is coming to teach me a mitzvah. What is Taktish coming to teach me? This halacha. The halacha that states that even though I can't be Makdish, the actual Bechar, but I could be Makdish, the value of the Bechar. Going back to the earlier part of the math, when the Gemara was making the Cheshbonis, what did the Chachamim do with Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir's pasuk? What does Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir do with the Chachamim's pasuk? So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir learns from Kol Cheirim, Kodesh Kodosh Mulas Shem, that Stam Cheirim is the Badek Abayis. The Chachamim learned from Kol Cheirim, Kodesh Kodosh Mulas Shem, that Cheirim could be Chal on Kodesh Kodosh. The Gemara's question was, how does Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir know that Cheirim could be Chal on Kodesh Kodosh? And what was the answer? Sovaleker Rabbi Yishmael. And we said, we'll see Rabbi Yishmael on the bottom of the yard, but this is Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael learns the same exact halach, but from a different pasuk. Not from Kol Cheirim, Kodesh Kodosh, Mul Hashem, but from the pasuk that says that Kol HaBechor HaShem Yivolid B'Vchor Chol V'Tzoyim Chazach HaTaktish. Even though the Chachamim say Taktish just means there's a mitzvah to be Makdish, even though it's Kaddish anyways, Rabbi Shmuel learns, no, Taktish is coming to teach me that even though the Bechar is Kaddish and I can't make it into an oila, for example, but at the same time, I do have an ability to make its value Kaddish. So it's getting late early, but just one ha'ara, I think that's worth mentioning. So we're talking about the halachas of Cherem, and there's not a lot of Torah Shebiksav as it relates to Cherem. I mean, we have the pasuk that the Gemara has been darshaning all morning. Kol cheirim b'Yisrael l'chayiyah. That's one pasuk in Parshas Korach, which clearly defines cheirim as being one of the matnas kahuna. It's the cheirim kayanim, and you have this pasuk of ach kol cheirim asher yachr nishla Hashem mikol ashaloi me adam ubehema umisteach uzasli layimachav layigol kol cheirim kodesh kedoshim mul Hashem. So the first pasuk was in Parshas Korach. This pasuk is in Parshas Bechukos. Then very next pasuk in Parshas Bechukosai, Kol Cherem Ashe Yocharam Min HaAdam Lo Yipade Mois Yumas. So what does this pasuk mean? Kol Cherem Ashe Yocharam Min HaAdam. So this is a Cherem that involves a human being. Kol Cherem Ashe Yocharam Min HaAdam Lo Yipade Mois Yumas. There's like a Chi of Misa. What's this Cherem that involves Adam and who did something wrong, and why are we killing him, right? That's what the pasuk says. Kol cher mashe yachram min adam lo yipadu ma'isumas. And when you read the psukim, you just mav esedra, it happens to be shvi in between. So, ach kol cher mashe yachram min shashem b'kol shalim b'kodah b'ad heim esi akudas lo yimach v'lo yivol kol cher kodesh kodashim ul Hashem shvi, okay, aliyah mishaberach. Now, kol cher mashe yachram min adam lo yipadu ma'isumas. And these are the two psukim that talk about the halachas of cher. So what does that second pasuk mean? So we're familiar with the cherim of Bedek Abayis. We're familiar with the cherim of Koyanim. Achloikis Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir and the Chachamim, who said what? What's the halacha? Rav, Ula. But the bottom line is, manazeh, when there's no yovel, karka metaltalin, karka in Eretz Yisrael, karka in Chutzlar, it's all the different variables of the daf. But the bottom line is this cherim that goes to Bedek Abayis, and then this cherim that goes to the Koyanim. And then there's clearly another type of cherim. Kol cherim ashe yachrim in Adam, where you put the mason. So Rashi quotes the Gemara, Masechtas Erechen, not that long ago, so in the first part of Masechta Zeirichin, where the Gemara learns from here, a completely unrelated, absolutely nothing to do with the sugya that we're learning. Rashi, hayoytzei lihareg, v'amar echot erko yolai, loy amar klum. This cherim is miloshon, zoyveach leilohim yachara. The pasuk says that if somebody is zoyveach leilohim, miloshon choyl, somebody that brings a carbon to an avodah zarah, yacharam is chayav misa. So the word cherim sometimes means he deserves to die. And what this pasuk is teaching me, you have to fit it into the word somehow. But what this pasuk is teaching me, says Rashi, that if somebody's on death row and they're literally walking him to the gallows, and there's a yid that's standing there and he says, I want to be mekabel erichin. Who's erich? That guy. The person that they're about to hang. So he says that I want to be mekabel the erich of this person. Halach is loy omar klum. Where do you know that? Somehow from this pasuk. Kol cherem ashe yachara min adam. We're talking about a yachara min adam, a person that's about to be killed. Loy yipadem moysumas. The bottom line is that the erichin is not going to be chal. The Gemara in erichin avav brought a different shot. But what's interesting is the Ramban. The Ramban al Torah on this pasuk says that he believes that there's really a lot of halachos that you find specifically in Tanakh and Parashiyos in Tanakh that at first glance are extremely sussel. And when you read it, right, sometimes when you read Tanakh without the Torah Shebaal Peh, it's very hard to fully understand and comprehend what's going on. It doesn't sometimes feel like it's following the Mishpatei HaTorah. And the Ramban says that there's several Parashiyos in Tanakh which really are sasum that can be explained with this one pasuk. And he says that the pasuk kol cher mashiach v'adam lo yipadam ha'yisumos is like the pasuk lo yisaychu al adam, where the Gemara in Sanhedrin Samech Gimel Amaral has like six or seven drushes completely unrelated to each other that are learned out from one pasuk. It's the prototypical lav shebeklolos, right? We have a pasuk that can mean many different things that have literally nothing to do with each other. One is halacha in Yerudea, one's Erechaim, one's Chayshu Mishpat, one's Eben Ezra, one's in Kabbalah, right? Mamash, like no shaykhs to each other. He says that's what this pasuk is. And he brings Rashi's pshat and different pshatim that Chazal said. But the bottom line is one interesting thing that the Ramban says that's learned out from this pasuk, and that is that a Melech Yisrael or the Sanhedrin had an ability to issue certain decrees. You have to do this or you can't do that. And to say that if a person will violate the decree of the Melech, they will be killed. And usually, who's Chayev Misa in the Haimish Akraizen? Someone that's Michal Shabbos, someone that's Oyved Avodah Zarah, somebody that does something for which there's a Chayev Misa's Bezdin. Right? There's a Chayev Misa's Bezdin within the world of Misa's Bezdin. There's four types of Misa's Bezdin. Then there's Chorus, and then there's Misa Bidei Shamayim, right? It's the halachas are very scientific. They're very, very specific. But if a Melech Yisrael says that if you don't do X, Y, Z, we're going to kill you. We're going to hang you. Who would give you, who would say you have a right to do that? Yet, if you go through Tanakh, there's many, many rights, a lot of precedents where people were killed because they violated something that the Melech was supposed to do. And he goes through examples with Shalom Melech after the story of Pelegish Begiva. Right, there was one city that didn't get involved in this in going against Shevet Binyamin. They didn't want to fight against Shevet Binyamin. The whole city was wiped out. Like, who gave them permission? They didn't want to fight against Shevet Binyamin for their involvement in Pelegish Begiva. And now we're just going to wipe out a whole Irv Ein Yisrael. Like, where do you find that the Melech would have a right to sometimes, now if someone's married by Malchus, okay, there's an element of married by Malchus. But it seems even more than that the Melech had an ability to do that. And the Ramban says in his Pirush al Torah, right here in the end of Parshas, B'chu Koisai, that it's learned from here, one excerpt. V'lechein ani oimer, ki min ha-posik hazeh yoytze lehem adin, shekol Melech b'Yisrael, oy Sanhedri gedoyla b'maymit kol Yisrael, sheyesh lehem rishus b'mishpatim. They can
issue halachos. Then yachrimu al ir lehilochem aleh. V'cheinim yachrimu al davar ha'over all of chayiv misa. And they could say that if you're going to violate my cherem, so to speak, you're going to be chayiv misa. V'chiyuvim shal anshel yavish gilad v'shal yoimis in shamalei aviv, etc., etc. It's fascinating, Ramban. But either way, that's what Ramban says, that a melech Yisrael has an ability to go ahead and issue a decree. Now, how does that fit into the word cherem? How does it fit into the word cherem? So he says cherem is miloshin shvua. So again, cherem means a person could be put in cherem. You have cherem as a type of hektish. And then you have cherem, which it sounds like is a loshen shvua. And there's this concept of kol cherem, any shvua, who is the mashpia? The melech was. The Sanhedrin Gedoyla was. Asher yachrem in ha'adam, mois yumas, the person will be chayiv misa for somehow violating that shvua. Ayin sham Ramban. Then the Ramban says something fascinating. We don't have time to go into this now. But he says, v'zeh hoyo to'usay shal yiftach bebitay. Right, we're familiar with the story of Yiftach HaGaladi. So what was the, what's that? So what was the story of Yiftach? The story of Yiftach was, Yiftach, the Pasuk says, and this is mentioned in great detail in Sefer Shoftim, it's in Perek Yud Aleph. The Yiftach HaGaladi hayu gibar chayil. He was a gibar, he was a mighty warrior. But he was also the son of an Isha Zayna. His father's name was Gilad. Gilad had a wife and a very nice family. But there was also a child that he had, through a Zayna. And as a result, the brothers ostracized Yiftach, and he couldn't live together with his family, and he was cast away. The Jews had to fight a war, and they were looking for a general, someone that they thought can lead them into battle, and the only person that they felt was qualified to lead them into battle was Yiftach. And to make a very long story short, they approached Yiftach. Yiftach says, now you want me? He says, I never got an aliyah. You didn't let me into shul. You didn't let me do anything. Now you need me. You need my services. All of a sudden, ich bin a mensch. And now you're willing to... Yiftach agreed after being persuaded into it. And he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he davens to Hashem. And he says, I'm about to fight a very, very important battle on behalf of the Jewish nation. And I don't know if I am going to be Matzliach or if I'm not going to be Matzliach. And he tells Hashem that here's the deal. He says that if you're going to allow me to be successful, that when I go back home, the first person, thing that's going to come out of my house, I'm going to be makdish to you. I'm going to give to you HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the pasuk says, "Vayova Yiftach hamitzbal beisoy." Yiftach was successful in battle, and he comes back home, and there's tupamum chaylis, and there's this grand celebration. He just came back from winning this war, and he walks into his house, or he walks towards his avinei bitay, yoytzes lekros, and his daughter came out. It wasn't just his daughter; it was his only daughter. It was his only child. Yiftach had one child. He had a daughter, and his daughter comes outside. Bisupim uvim chaylos, literally. V'rak hi yechida, ein lai mimenu beinoy bas. That's all he had. He had this one shot. V'yikir oisa oisa. And when Yiftach saw, v'yikir es begodav, he tore his clothing. V'yoymer, and he said, aha, biti, I can't believe you just walked out of the house. Like, what did I do? He said, you walked out of the house. I says, okay, so what did I do? I'm coming to greet you. And it was unbelievable what you did. This was amazing. He says, yeah, but you don't realize I made a neder, and I said the first person or to walk out of my house, I'm going to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What am I supposed to do? Vatoymer Elov, and his daughter turns and she says, Avi patzisas picha l'Hashem, asei li kasha yotza mi picha. If that's what you said you're going to do, then that's what you should do. If that's what you said, he says, okay, if that's what it is, that's what it is. So she went for 2 months, the Pasuk says, it's a little unclear, and she went and she cried over the fact that she would never get married and she would never have children, but at the end of the 12 months, she came back. And Yiftach did what he promised that he was going to do. She had never gotten married. The Pasuk says that because of this story made such an impact on all the girls in Klal Yisrael, that every single year, for 4 days, the Pasuk says, Arbas Yom Bashana, the girls would all remember and they would commemorate the daughter of Yiftach, and they would cry over her and they would lament over her. But the bottom line is Yiftach makes this neder that whoever comes out of my house first, I'm going to give as a neder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's his daughter. Says the Ramban. You know what Yiftach did? He took his daughter.
And he brought her as a carb. That's what he did. That's what he said he was going to do. He said he was going to give her to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's exactly what he did. Now, what was Yiftah thinking? You can give a person as a carbon? Right, we had yesterday's after. There's no chayim when it comes to people. How do you take a person, a human being, a boss of Adam, and serve them up as a carbon? So you have Akedas Yitzchak. But Akedas Yitzchak, Hashem came to Avraham Avinu and he told him to do it. But Yiftah made a neder. He had a havamina, ben benoy shall havamina, that this was going to work. Now, incidentally, the Gemara says it was a big time on Yiftah and it was a big time on Pinchas, because Pinchas is a coin, and really what Yiftach was supposed to do was supposed to be Mata Neder, right? This would have been an easy way out. He could have said, I didn't realize it was going to be my daughter, my only child. I would have never done this. So really, Yiftach had a way out. And the Gemara says there was a time on Yiftach, and there was a time on Pinchas, who was the coin, who was the God of Adar. He should have gone to Yiftach and made, because people knew about this, and he should have made sure that this didn't happen. But the bottom line is, he went ahead, he took his own daughter, and he served her up as a carbon. What was his havamina? Says the Ramban, you know what his havamina was? V'zeh hoya to'usoy shel Yiftach bebitoy. Ki chashav, because he thought, ki kasha chirin, Nogid Yisrael chal v'kayim l'homis hanoshim, that you see that the Nogid Yisrael, the God of Adar, the Manik, has an ability to impose a decree for which if someone violates, he's going to be chayiv misa. Or you're over al picher me chayiv misa. So he thought, kainim nodar be'ismul chamtoi. Lasois me'ishay anoshim zevach, yochel haneder. So maybe be'ismul chamo, where he's working on behalf of the people, he's acting as the manik. So maybe he's the general right now of the Jewish army. So maybe he has the ability to make a neder which will result in someone being killed. La yoda, says Ramban, who's a toys. Because he didn't realize that's only if someone's moire the chaloisam. Oh yeah, lo over gzeirasa v'takonasam. Avolochul neder lasis oyla midavish einu l'Hashem chas v'sholim. Says, of course, that was a terrible mistake. Far in the flaw. So what was the mistake of Yiftach? Right, Yiftach goes down in history as a manigador, but of the lowest level. Yiftach bedoyroi is kishvul bedoyroi. Right, the Gemara says, a manig is a manig is a manig. And the gadol adar is, you always have to do what the gadol adar says. And you can't start saying, well, if it was a gadol from a free of the gadar, Yiftach bedoyroi, kishvul bedoyroi. This is Yiftach. But either way, Yiftach was a gadol at the end of the day, and he wasn't nugged. And even though maybe, again, in the rank and file, there's Shmuel on the one side of the spectrum and there's Yiftach on the other side. But it was a nugget. And based on the fact that he was a nugget, he thought he had ability to do this. He made a terrible mistake. And then he brings the Rambandas. This is already a whole other conversation about Tia Nifte Behavle Rabbi Avraham. He says, don't be persuaded by the foolish ideas of Rabbi Avraham, as in Rabbi Avraham Ibn Ezra. He says, Ibn Ezra says that Yiftach never was makir of his daughter, but rather what he did was he had his daughter live as an ascetic on a mountain somewhere away from everybody. And she lived in the way that Chana, for example, took Shmuel and made a neder that Shmuel would always serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu together with Eli. It was in that sense that, meaning Yiftach had said that I'll give whatever comes out first like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's an animal, I'll bring it as a carb. If it's a human being, of course I'm not going to bring it as a carb. But I'm just going to dedicate the life of this person, in this case his daughter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban asks many, many kashas on the Ibn Ezra's chat. So it comes down that there's a machlokes between the Ramban and Ibn Ezra. What exactly Yiftach did? And on that note, we begin another perek, the ninth perek in Mesechtes Erechim. Zok the Mishnah. So we'll get into the sugyas of the ninth parak over the next few days, but just a 60-second introduction, and that is that the ninth parak deals not with halachas of being makdish estei achuza, but rather with halachas of selling estei achuza. Specifically, someone that sells estei achuza, that's a field that he inherited, or somebody that sells a house in an ir chaimah, in a city that's walled, dating back to the times of Yeshua Benon. So what's the halacha? If someone sells a stei achuza, the halacha is he can't redeem it for 2 years. He has to allow the buyer to keep it for 2 years. Even though he could redeem it, but for 2 years? No. After 2 years, then you can redeem it. If somebody sells a house, again, one's a sada, one's a house. Somebody sells a house in an ir chayma, in a city that's walled from the times of Yeshua Benon, the halacha is he can redeem it for 1 year. After that, he can't redeem it anymore. He's a psukim in the Torah. He's there as hakosuvs. Either way, on that note, zok to Mishnah Mechir. So they b'shasa yoivel. If somebody sells this field, the stay achuza in the times of yoivel, inay mutar li goyel pachas b'shtei shanim, is not allowed to be goyel it for the first 2 years. Shenemar b'mispa shnei tfu is yimachir lach. And we learn from there, shnei is a lashon rabin. It's the minimum of rabin, which is two. So for 2 years, it remains. For 2 years, it remains with the buyer. It's only after that that you're allowed to be poided. What happens if you sold it? The buyer had it for 2 years, but one of the years, there was a shidafoy, or yeirakoy. meaning nothing grew. Or with Shemitah, where you're not allowed to work the field. So it doesn't count. It doesn't count as one of the 2 years. Why not? Because what's the Lashon HaPasuk? B'mispar shnei tfuos yimkor lach. It doesn't say b'mispar shnei shanim. It says shnei tfuos. It wasn't a shnei tfuah because nothing grew. Or it was Shemitah. What happens if nara oy hevira? Let's say the person worked the field, the farmer, but nothing worked. Oy hevira, or he decided for some reason, I'm going to leave it fallow for a year. Then the halach is oy l'loy min aminyan. Then it does count. So if there was a makas medina that caused nothing to grow, or it was Shemitah, it's exeris hakasav, that you're not allowed to work the field. So then it doesn't count. But if punk that didn't grow, there it will count. Leza says, Machleg of Nei Rosh Hashanah, Vimalea Peiros. If somebody sold a field before Rosh Hashanah, Hareza Oichel Mimena Sholesh Tvois, Bishtei Shana. We had this already earlier. And that is, it's possible, even though it says in the Pasuk, Mishma Shnei Tvois Yimachalach, it's possible that it's going to be not 2 years, it's possible that it's going to be 3 years. How so? If you sold it during the, I agree, if you sell it during the tefuah season, so the halacha is that you have the 3 years, and it's based on the idea that the 2 years work me'es le'es. So, meaning, even though it says, b'mismar shnei tefuah z'machalach, so you would think, what if I sold it to you at a time where you have the tefuah? So maybe you don't wait a full 2 years, maybe it's 2 years of tefuah. And I have, right now I have year one, and then a year from now I'm going to have year two. No, you're still going to wait a full 2 years, even though it's going to result in the buyer having it for 3 years. We'll see more about this in the coming days. So what was that halacha? You're not allowed to redeem it in less than 2 years. It doesn't say that. You're not allowed to, which would suggest that you're not allowed to force the person to redeem it, but rather it says you're not allowed to redeem it. Meaning, not only can't you force the person to take your money, but you're not allowed to do it. There's an issa the heter component to it as well. You're not allowed to have your money and wave it in his eyes. I'm sure you don't want this. Even that you're not allowed to do. Meaning, pasha, you would think, in a guy, you can't force the practice. You sold it to me. I understand you have certain rights, redemption rights, but for 2 years, I get to keep it. It's more than that. You're not even allowed to entice him. There's a question of, this is like a shtick chazer. You have to stay away from this person for 2 years. You can't get him to a point where he's going to want to give it to you. It's aser. Dar filu karkuche zuzi nami aser. And then the Gemara continues and says, "V'leimi bayi meicher the kaiyvasei." Certainly, the meicher has this iser. The chesiv, as the pasuk says, "V'misper shnei tfuos yimkar lach." We're talking to the meicher. Ella filu lekech nami kaiyvasei de beinon shanim tikna. Meaning, if you look in the pasuk, it says, "V'misper shanim achra yevel tikna meisam hisecho." V'misper shnei tfuos yimkar lach. Tikna means we're talking to the buyer. Yimkar lach, we're talking to the seller. So both the buyer and the seller both have this halacha of 2 years. If somebody sells his field during the Yovel year itself, Rav Amar Rav says, it's chal de mechira, but because it's Yovel, you're unwinding. Shmuel says, any mechura kolik. No, the mechira is not chal. So just like the last parak, Hamakdish Ste Achuza began with the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel, could you be Makdish a field? Could you be Makdish Ste Achuza during Yovel? Right, it made a big difference in the sugyas. Here, this parak, which deals with selling a steyachuz and not being makdish steyachuz, also begins with a machlokes rav. Same machlokes rav and shmul, right? Remember the Gemara shtelled it to already. Same machlokes rav and shmul. That was be makdish steyachuz. Could I be makdish during the yovel year? Yovel unwinds it, so could I be makdish during the yovel year? And this is dealing with, can I sell it? So Shmuel says, in a mechura kolikra. No, you can't sell it. Rav says you could sell it mechura, but v'yoyz, then you unwind it. What's the difference? What's the difference if the mechers chal, but then it gets unwound a second later? It's all the difference. Boils down to the shekels, right? If this sale is a sale, but then it gets unwound a second later, I get to keep the money. The buyer does. The seller does. Thank you. If it's in a mechura, so then it's just not a mecher. Not a mecher. So the money goes back as well. Says, my time in the Shmuel. Why does Shmuel hold that if you sell a stay achuza during the Yovel year, the halacha is the mecher is not a mecher. Kal v'chaymer. Uma mechura kfar yoitza. Nah, the head you sold the field before Yovel. When Yovel would come, it would unwind the mecher. Sh'ein a mechura ain't in shalaiti macher. This is a basic back of the envelope kal v'chaymer. So, ma the head you sold it before Yovel, Yovel would unwind it. So, certainly, if you sold it during Yovel, the mecher shouldn't be chal. Well, the Rav says the Gemara. Sounds like he doesn't hold it the kal v'chaymer. Right? Maybe Rav disagrees with the kal v'chaymer. Why? It's not clear. But maybe Rav doesn't agree with the Kavod. The Gemara says, the Rav, meaning Kavod Chemikai Gavna. Is it possible to say that Rav doesn't hold of this Kavod Chemikai? You would think that a father has a right to sell his daughter when she's a Naira. I'm with Kavod Chemikai. Meaning, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that a father who can sell his daughter when she's a Ketana cannot sell his daughter when she's a Naira. How do you know it? It's Kavod Chemikai. It's one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes, man. What happens if someone sells his daughter at she's a Ketana? When she turns Bas Mitzvah, 12 years old, the halacha is, she goes free. So Madach, had she been sold before she was a Naira, when she becomes a Naira, she goes free. Certainly, ain't a din shleit yimocher. So how is it possible that you should be able to sell a Naira? If Nairus creates a Yetziah, then how can you do the actual Mechira while she's a Naira? So says the Gemara, why would Rav disagree with Shmuel's Kalvachaymer? Number one, Shmuel's making good, it's a basic Kalvachaymer. If Yovel unwinds it, then the Mechir shouldn't even be Chal during Yovel. And I know for a fact that Rav has to hold of this type of Kalvachaymer, I mean, even if there's a Percha, but I know Rav has to hold of this Kalvachaymer because everybody agrees with the Halacha that a person can't sell his daughter once she's a Naira, and that Halacha is learned out from a Kalvachaymer, which is almost an identical Kalvachaymer. It's not the same Kalvachaymer. Ma mechura kvar yoitza achshav she'ena mechura nidin shleit yimacher. Isn't that Shmuel's Kalvachaymer? Ma mechura kvar yoitza she'ena mechura nidin shleit yimacher. The Gemara says, no, it's not the same Kalvachaymer. There's actually a nuance. Hasam lehajim is davna. Hach hajim is davna. There the halacha is that once a girl becomes a Naira, she goes out and the father can't sell her again. Right, that is the halacha. But everybody agrees, even Shmuel agrees, that even though the halacha is that if you sold a field, stay achuza, Yovel comes, it unwinds the mechira. Stating that, if I want to sell it again after Yovel, I can resell it, sell it for another 50 years. That's something you have a right to do. It's just 1 year, right? You just have to go through the motions. It goes back, Yovel, okay. But now I have a right to resell it. So says Rav, you see from here that Nairus is much more of a stira to mechira than Yovel is to Mechira. Because even new Shmuel, Rav is going to argue, would have to acknowledge that even though it's true that Yovel unwinds the Mechira, but I have a right to sell it afterwards, so as much as it unwinds it, it's not such a stira. So if it's not such a stira, maybe I could sell it during Yovel. Now you're right, the Yitzhi of Yovel is going to go into effect even to the Mechira that happened during Yovel, but at the very least it will be a Mechira for a second. And the Nafkamina is that the Meich will be able to keep the money, but it's not a Tzushtav over there, because over there, the kind of the Braisa holds that once she becomes a Naira, you can't resell. It's not like for the 12th year, or from 12 to 13, or maybe until she becomes a Bigress, at that point you can't sell, but afterwards you could. No, you'll never be able to sell. So there, it actually works, the Kalvachaymer. Here, it doesn't work. Either way, we'll stop here.